This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is trying to ban evictions during the coronavirus emergency. The governor signed an executive order Thursday saying landlords cannot try to remove tenants unless they pose a risk to people or property. The order also bans late fees and other penalties for renters who can't pay on time. State lawmakers trying to establish paid family leave are giving up on getting a program through the legislature this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The plan to provide paid leave for workers dealing with illness and pregnancy was supposed to be one of Democrats' most ambitious pieces of legislation this year. But the sponsors have lost hope of passing the bill when the session eventually resumes. Instead, they'll endorse a ballot initiative that would ask voters to approve a similar proposal this November. Here's Representative Matt Gray.
We didn't want to have a giant political fight with folks who weren't willing to engage with us inside the building during really difficult conditions and instead said, you know, let's go talk with folks directly.
Supporters of paid family leave say the pandemic has proved the need for making it universally available. If voters agree, the new program would be funded by fees on employers and workers. It would go into effect in 2023. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to make its decision soon on whether to continue DACA, the Obama-era program that gives undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children a reprieve from deportation. Marissa Molina is the Colorado director of Forward U.S., an immigration policy organization. She's advising DACA recipients to renew their status now if they can, instead of waiting until they have to.
When you lose your employment and you're also worried about, can I make the $500 payment to be able to renew my DACA, that becomes a pretty scary decision to have to make because often it's making rent or buying food or being able to secure your future for two more years.
15,000 immigrants in Colorado are enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Applications to drill for oil and gas in Colorado are down 96% from last year. The Denver Post reports drillers sought only 21 new permits in April, down from 500 at this time last year. The decline follows a huge drop in demand because of the pandemic. Colorado weather is mostly sunny through most of the day. A chance for thunderstorms this afternoon around Denver and in Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.